Ladies and gentlemen, football fans across the country, welcome back to Pitchside. We might have ladies and gentlemen.
This sounds a bit odd, a bit of a nice.
Oh, wait.
What, instead of you going...
or usually going, the sun is shining. No, I just thought,
going,
you know,
good day.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
To our 10 Australian listeners.
Hey, that's actually our second most viewed country in the world.
Australia, listen, is it? Like, yeah.
Yeah, up the kangaroos, eh?
Good love day, that. Man.
Yeah.
But they're just listen at night, and other people listen in the day.
Yeah. Oh, it's actually their winter now. It's actually Christmas.
It's getting to crunch time there in all football seasons now, isn't it?
And there's one team team that is just chugging away, you know?
Manchester City.
Soft underbelly, you're going to lose to Tottenham.
By the way, he's progressively more livid the weeks go on that we just haven't lost another game.
Wait, I'm so confused. How are they bragging? They've bottled the
ground. I'm not bragging. I'm just bringing up.
You already have capitulated. It has already happened. It's past tense. That has happened.
We're still top of the league. We can still win the league. Man City needs to do is drop one game. They got a draw a game.
Just going to address your definition of capitulation, because technically, one loss is not a capitulation, is it? Okay, two losses in an entire calendar year.
Oh, did you get a trophy
for
that?
They were the most important losses.
Yeah, but it's not. But a capitulation would be like Liverpool. You know, they're constantly losing.
Yeah, but you may as well do that.
I hate this narrative. I fucking
hate this narrative. You may as well be Liverpool now.
They're not.
It's really starting to irritate me now.
Liverpool.
Oh, we're going to play Liverpool. Oh, they should never have been there in the first place.
They shouldn't have.
Shut the fuck up.
You said they were going to win the Premier League.
Because City was shit.
They've been battling against City for the last fucking 8 years. They should never have been in ridiculous narrative I've ever fucking heard.
All right, shut up for a sec.
Oh, okay.
Their team this year was completely new.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, the reason Gary
McAllister. Doesn't mean anything. Just because it's new doesn't mean it's fucking class.
No, the reason everyone's back in Liverpool is because City was shit this year, and everyone knew Arsenal will do what you always do, what you did. This City team have left so many open doors for an Arsenal and Liverpool to win the league.
No.
But you are incapable of doing it.
They haven't done this consecutively.
I think this is the worst version we've seen of City in a long, long time.
You
got the mighty Haaland only scoring two more than Watkins. I mean,
only.
Well, the mighty Haaland.
This season, they're nowhere near as good as they were last season.
Well, yeah, because they were treble winners last season. But they're still pretty much the same team as last season.
They're not.
Still win a double this year.
How are they different?
I just don't. Do you watch City and think there is like?
No, I don't think
they're not as good, man. They're not as good.
But the point is, they're still Manchester City, and they can still win a double. They could go treble, double.
I know, but that's more to do with other teams fucking up, in my opinion.
But in the grand scheme of things, yes, Arsenal got knocked out of Champions League. All right, we'll get over that.
Pathetic.
Okay, right.
Well, it was embarrassing that.
Your Champions League run was so shit.
You're talking about fucking up. We messed up in one game against Villa, and we're still in it. Stop being like biased. We are still in it. Stop acting like we're not in it.
Also, this premise is City are like shit. This season compared to
last
season.
They
went out on penalties in the Champions League, granted, but
against an inferior team. We can play, honestly.
Real Madrid, like, he said before the competition started that Real Madrid were going to win it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Real Madrid is an inferior team.
They battered them.
Yeah, but it's their trophy. It's their competition.
Are they not an inferior team to Man City? Are Real Madrid a better team than Man City?
They're pretty much on par.
Especially in the Champions League, they're not a better team than Man City. Mate.
In the Champions League, though, they are merchants.
They got peppered for 90. They played the way you did it. The fucking Etihad. It was pathetic.
They got through it, which is in
a knockout game. That's the way to play it. You should have gone there and tried to win.
What are you on about? You literally just said Real Madrid did the same as Arsenal.
Yeah.
And you said, you just contradicted yourself.
No, I didn't.
You just contradicted yourself. Yes, you have. You said that
now
they should play it. But Real Madrid played like Arsenal.
Because it's a knockout game. All they needed to do was draw and then win on penalties.
You just contradicted yourself.
No, I didn't.
You did.
It's a completely different
tough lesson.
He did.
It's a completely different format.
Hmm. I think you did just contradict yourself there.
Doesn't prove it wrong.
I think we'll replay that point and you just contradicted yourself.
I didn't.
You did.
What were you going to
do? You needed
with?
To go and win there. I'm proven by the fact it's still in City's hands. Madrid didn't need to win at the Etihad.
I'm so struggling.
Hello.
He just excuse looked me. Away.
They played it perfectly at Real Madrid.
Yeah, you didn't. You should have won there. That's the difference.
What? But we drew.
But ultimately,
and now it's in City's hands because you can't fucking beat Villa.
But
at
what
home.
I mean, what,
this is the old point.
The point I'm trying to make is it was a penalty shooter at away from City being on for trouble, so it wouldn't really have made.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
But they're still not as good as they were last year. I'm really struggling.
Wait, I don't get this whole narrative.
They're still the best team in the world, aren't they? Really?
I think yeah, probably, but they're not as good as they were last year.
What does that mean?
So who is the best team in the world then?
They are.
Yeah. So what is the point? What are you saying right now? Even he's confused.
You lost me. I don't know where you are.
Okay, they can still be the best, but not as good. That's like, say you
okay, you just say that. You went a long way to say they're the best, but they're not as good as last year.
I think Arsenal should be the best. This is my argument. I watch Arsenal and think, oh, they look better. They seem more solid. I do.
Because you said that Bayern were going to win.
Yeah, because I just knew you'd
that's what Arsenal do. You bottle
it. No. But all that joking aside, what are you fucking on about?
You lot.
They should be the best, but Bayern are going to smash them.
Yeah, that's my point. They should. Bayern shouldn't have beaten.
No, but you said they would smash us.
But
by this logic,
I'm all going mad here.
By this
logic, you are better than Bayern Munich. You're better than Bayern Munich.
Yeah, okay.
You should beat Bayern Munich. Yeah. I predicted Bayern to beat you because I know you shit your pants in big games.
Okay,
that's my point.
That's fucking difficult to understand.
As soon as we get through, or if we'd have got through to the semi-finals,
it was never going to happen because you bottled.
Right. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you think we should be the best team in the world, you'd never put us to go through the semis either.
I would have had Zurich Grasshoppers to beat in the semi-finals because you are fucking bottle job shitting.
The whole Tottenham game, right? 3-0 up, dominated the game.
And you still find a way to nearly make it.
Oh, is it 1-0, nearly almost lost? No, we won the game still. And we didn't shit the bed towards the end because we defensively, when it went to 3-2, we actually shut up shop and we played very well to hold that game out.
Another part of the bus, well done.
I'm confused.
What the fuck, man? It was so irritating!
No, okay, joking aside, I was impressed with Arsenal yesterday. Other than...
Look at his face.
No.
His face just dropped.
They didn't nearly bottle it, Lewis. The two goals they conceded were free.
Oh, did you watch the game? Darts at a little board, did you?
Yeah.
The
two goals you conceded were
kind of
freak goals.
Yeah.
First off, you did give away a few opportunities, but then obviously you took yours, which is the difference. And even at 3-2, I never thought it was going to go 3-3. Raya came and collected everything.
By the way, Raya was fantastic. Yeah. Other than obviously his mistake, which, you know, it happens.
You got caught in between two passes, didn't you?
Yeah, that's going to happen with the way you play. I thought Ben White defended Son excellently. Rice was really good other than the penalty. But that was, again, it's a bit of a freak incident that. I did think Arsenal were really good. Even Havertz played well.
But this is the thing, you're playing well when there's no pressure on now.
What do you mean there's no pressure?
Genuine question.
Arsenal are doing what they need to do.
Genuine question, okay.
We need to win every remainder game, and that is what we're doing. There is so much pressure riding on this.
Man City lose, you lose your game after then. Because as soon as they give you an opening, you're going to bottle. If we play this season 100 times...
We've won every game since the Aston Villa loss, which you said that proves the point, Reeve,
that you play well when it doesn't matter.
Almost, Reeve.
The game that mattered was Villa, and you've won every game since.
No, in the Premier League. Okay. In the Premier League.
Lewis is saying
in
that
the title race.
It's over because Man City, if we play the season 100 times, Lewis, City win the league.
By your logic, which you've been banging on about all season, it's not over till it's over.
It is over for yous.
I agree that I think Man City will win the Premier League. But Pep is under a lot of pressure at the moment because he knows. Right. That's my voice. He knows, and he said in the interview after Nottingham Forest, we literally cannot draw a game, otherwise we won't win the title.
He knows, even if they manage to draw, Arsenal will not capitalise.
You've got Bournemouth next week, that's a loss. Then City have got... Wolves, that's a win. Then you've got...
Man United.
Then City got Fulham, that's a win. Then you've got Man United, that's a loss. then
have you done this with every team so far? And it just seems to
no. Also, I think you'll win.
Do you remember when he said, Do you remember like last podcast when he went, you're gonna lose to Chelsea, you're gonna lose to Spurs, then we won 5-0 and then went 3-0.
You got very lucky in both.
Do you remember
games.
That? Okay, yeah, very lucky.
I tell you, you got lucky, City. If they had Chris Wood off like a few months ago, yeah, maybe Forest could have got a result.
If they didn't have the real Chris Wood, they might have won the game.
They had two XG.
Yeah, but City had chances as well. Haaland's goal was really good.
City had less than one XG.
That's what they do, though.
I know, but
what is what they do?
They get the results when they need to. That's why if they...
It's exactly
right, what... How about this, right? If Man City...
Forest are going to get relegated.
You're next year, Man United, yeah?
No. Who's that got... No, this is not the next game.
If City win their next game, yous will win your next game. But if City draw or lose, yous will lose, guaranteed. Because that game all of a sudden matters, and that's when your arse falls out. And that's not me even winding you up. It's been proven over the last four fucking seasons. It's what happens.
How many apologies are you going to perform if Arsenal win?
Yous all mean Lewis, apologies.
Your logic doesn't work because actually next week Arsenal play before Manchester City.
Why are we talking in a world as if yous are still in this race?
You
have a 1% chance.
Because ultimately, we'll just lose all of our viewers if we just suggest that, all right, it's already over then, mate. Let's just.
But let's not talk about anything. Mate, have you seen the Premier League this season? Have you been watching the Premier League this season? Anything can fucking happen. Stop acting like there is a 0% chance that Arsenal win the title.
I'll give you 1%.
Have you watched any game?
I'll give you 1%.
Anything can happen this season. I said I wanted to win it once.
That's recorded. That is recorded. I'll show you afterwards. 50 quid. Right, that's sugar.
He said one out of 100, and you said, I'll give you none.
No, I said
that's
one.
Exactly what you said.
I said, I literally came up with it.
Five times, and I know.
No, I'm saying on this recording.
You've lost 50 quid,
I'm saying on this recording. No.
No.
Oh, well, okay, well, I'm not different things.
No,
so about the last
I'm talking about on the last
podcast.
No,
I'm on about here today, right, like 5 minutes ago, I said,
yeah,
oh, 100
said, you
times.
You said it 10
once.
Seconds before we had this discussion where I said no. Last time you said none.
Mate, and also,
okay, well, I'm about different.
Right, so you've lost 50
No, you lost 50 quid.
This is one of the most exciting Premier Leagues we've had a long,
you've
long
time. You've lost 50
quid. You lost 50 quid because we're on about this record.
You know for a fact.
Have you read this fucking prep? It's really pissed. Ryan displayed why Arteta is stupid to start him as he passed straight. That's someone who didn't watch the fucking game.
Yeah.
What? It doesn't matter if you make a million. Good saves, but if you're just passing it to Romero, does it matter?
What are you,
bro? All I'm saying is, Ramsdale made
one
mistakes that aren't as bad as that, and your fan base butchered
Raya
him.
Was really
Raya is better in all other areas.
This is I can't believe the disrespect. If Ramsdale did that, which he did at the start of the season, he was like, get him out, we'll start Raya. And when Raya does it, you just sort of give him his applaudits.
No
anyways.
One is disrespecting Ramsdale. Raya
Ramsdale
was one of our best
season.
Players yesterday.
Are you forgetting at the start of the season what Ramsdale was getting?
Six clean sheets.
Raya's
part of the best defence in the league.
Ramsdale was part of one of the best defence in the league last year. It's like
I know, but I'm saying
at the start of the season, Ramsdale would make a mistake like that and he got torn apart by the fans, but we're just forgetting that and
because
then it's allowed
because,
for Raya.
If that would have led to, if Arsenal would have drawn that game yesterday,
yes,
then
Raya
would have
got slaughtered.
He'd have got slaughtered, but he actually was a key reason why they didn't concede
I'm
third.
Fine conceding that. I'm just saying there's a double standards between the keepers
I
for
don't
some
think
reason.
That's true. No. Ramsdale
really
got his plaudits all last season. He was brilliant last season.
Yeah, no, last season he did. But this season, because Raya came in, it's like...
He was making mistakes. It was costing
Do you know what it's like? It's like you've got your wife and she's been great to you all the years and she's aged a little bit, but now this new lass has came in and she's a bit younger and you've just jumped ship straight
in. Interesting how you believe this, where you've gone from Nick Pope to De Bravka to now Ramsdale.
Yeah. Well, so I was as fast injured. I was as injured.
What do you mean?
So my wife has fell into
your
a coma.
Your defence got way worse in that
what
process.
What is he on
it?
About? Yeah.
Mate, Pope never lets you down though, does he? Yeah.
Well, except for when he's injured.
Apart from
is he
going to
be injured for the rest of his life? See? He's just permanently injured for the rest of his life.
I don't know.
All you've been moaning about for the last 6 months is how you desperately want Ramsdale to come in and replace Pope.
I want some good competition.
Pope's been your loyal saviour and God.
Well, I've never said replace. I always said he'd have to earn his way in. That's wrong. I've always said he has to earn his way in. I said Mbappe would have to earn his way in. I don't want him.
Yeah, but that's an agenda. That's
Pope is the third best goalie in the world, isn't he?
You said it.
Mate, you're like someone who didn't watch the game.
Wait, because he didn't. He actually didn't watch the game.
Yeah, but
we're talking to a person that didn't watch the match about stuff that happened
in
the match.
And now you're getting annoyed when he's knowingly winding you up.
No, but he's not.
And he owes me 50 quid.
No, no, he believes everything you're saying.
I don't think he believes that because he didn't watch the game.
He believes that there is a zero chance Arsenal
no,
win it.
Like. Oh, no, there's a 1% chance.
You changed that as of last time.
I literally said it at the start of this recording.
No, no, no. Don't try and rile me up, mate. You owe me 50 quid.
I actually think neither of you will win all your games. I think both of you will draw one more game. I think you'll draw against...
Mr. Coracle.
I don't know,
after losing to Chelsea
hold the ball.
I really don't think so.
I think you'll draw at United.
United are shit.
What stinks of you just capitulating at United?
Yeah, but you said that about Chelsea and Spurs.
He did, didn't he?
You see what I mean?
And then,
beat Chelsea 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, as an aggregate score, those two games, we won 8-2.
Whoa! You're going to get a
draw. He said we lose both.
You should have lost yesterday.
And our defence is looking rock solid.
You've just said there's
no risk.
I feel bad for you.
Have you looked back on that Kulusevski trip? How's that not a penalty?
Yeah, I did think that looking back now.
It's a penalty, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm thinking because it gets to Madison, do they think now that fears a player's over?
Yeah, right?
There's been some odd decisions. Like, have you watched the Areola one?
The
West Ham Liverpool game.
Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday.
That's crazy.
But also, I don't think it's a foul. But the Havertz goal is I don't think any dissimilar to the Villa Chelsea push. You know, he pushes.
Oh, Benitez. Yeah.
I don't think either are fouls really.
What game was it that the keeper this weekend punched a player again, and it was just?
Oh,
like,
it was.
Is it United?
Wasn't it Onana again?
Yeah. But last week.
Yeah, it was Onana because everyone was like, "Oh my god, they've finally given him a penalty."
Or something like this. Yeah.
No, that was given though, wasn't it? Didn't Burnley had a penalty? What are you on about?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so compared to the start of the season, where it was the same incident, and Onana's doing it again.
But it's just another case of like there's no consistency within the game.
Yeah,
which is causing a lot of frustration. And Anthony Taylor telling Areola to go down because of fucked up and oh my god, man.
And the I know they give it on VAR, which is a kudos to VAR. But how Michael Oliver didn't see that Declan Rice kick is fucking
unforgivable.
He's here to there and he's staring and he goes,
but you know what's even funnier? Is he's watched himself back from 2 yards away and gone,
sorry. What was he watching? I don't get it.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Also, that looks so painful.
Yeah. who was it? He kicked Bentancur?
He can't have kids,
Ben Davies, isn't it?
Was it Davies?
I think
I can't remember.
Davies.
Okay, right.
Davies.
Look, City did obviously beat Forest somehow.
I mean, it's not...
Forest should have scored.
They should have scored.
They should have scored. That was a... But you know what? That does show signs of a champion where they didn't concede, but they probably should have conceded and they got the job done.
I mean, when you're bringing on Erling Haaland as your substitute, then you've got half a chance, haven't you? His goal's unreal, is it?
But he's shit.
Did you see his goal?
He's all right.
Yeah, his goal was class.
But he's shit.
Yeah, I'm glad he finally scored. I'm proud of him. Hopefully he can get back to the standards of the best in the world.
Top goal scorer in the league.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, he's done 21.
He's trying. He's doing good.
Dry?
He's trying. He's trying his best to get onto, you know, goal scoring form.
Moving on to that Liverpool-West Ham game. It's another dropped points for Liverpool.
Mm.
And not only that...
Oh, bless him. Sorry.
Not only that, tension in the camp.
He's gone, isn't he, Salah?
Yeah, seems like he's off, doesn't it?
But what you showed is that he...
No, that was a...
Have you been thinking this the whole time?
No, it's just a trap.
It's a Photoshop.
They're preparing a huge bid, apparently.
No, really? No.
It's what you said on the thing.
Like I read 50 mil. Because last year they offered 220 mil. And they
Is it they said no to that, by the way?
Yeah, and but also at the same time, they probably thought he was still the same.
Well, was it still...
But that could have funded so much of a rebuild.
Well. I think so, yeah.
Or not a different club.
I don't know.
That is probably one of the biggest transfer mistakes. It might be over-exaggerated this, of all time. Say 220 mil to say no to that when you're Liverpool who are claiming that you can't spend much.
Yeah.
That could fund this whole new revolution.
They should have asked me.
And now they're going to get pennies
but
on it.
But they also... I don't think that's right because they also didn't know Klopp was leaving at that point.
It's based on hindsight,
but
they're
like,
still rebuilding though.
But still,
yeah. But it was under Klopp's sort of.
But it's also Salah. You didn't think he was going to fall off as soon.
26 goal contributions in 29 Prem games.
He's over now though. Next year,
I know, but he hasn't.
Average.
He was out for a bit as well.
Because essentially, what they've done is purchase Salah for this season for like 150 mil.
Yeah,
if you think about
that's
it.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they won a trophy. So is that worth $150 million?
He's still capable, though. Although I'm having a little dig at him, he's still...
Yeah.
It's Salah could still play at the top level.
Yeah, the downtrend has just started.
You're talking like it's not Mo Salah. No, I reckon he could.
I mean, not too... Like, he shouldn't be going to fucking Saudi. He's still good enough to be playing for Liverpool or a top club.
You used to say that about Ruben Neves.
Okay.
That's different.
We're not talking about Ruben Neves, though, are we? What stupid, what a pointless thing back to say.
A lot of players can still play at the top level, but they're still Saudi.
We're not talking about them. We're talking about Salah.
Yeah, I know. I'm just relating it.
Alexander Isak could play at the top level.
Thank you.
That was actually just a relevant point. But because I said it, you just come at me. What do you think Klopp and Salah were arguing about? I think it was the fact that he didn't give him a handshake and he accidentally forgot him.
Do you reckon? He was rushing him on and then he was like...
I think he asked him to get ready and he was taking the piss because he was in a strop.
No, he was definitely in a strop. But if you look at the full video, Klopp goes... And Salah legit just doesn't see him. And I reckon Klopp go, why didn't you give me a handshake? And Salah, what the fuck are you talking about?
That is so petty.
Because Liverpool...
What the fuck, man? He didn't high-five me.
But because Liverpool were like stressed and then Salah was probably in a mood.
Oh, so you mean like there was previous...
Pre-tension.
Yeah, but then there's
something little to make
that
go.
That same clip, I took it as he was pointing like towards like his socks, like being like, you're fucking taking the piss.
I saw it as he wanted a high-five.
I love that. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
Who knows?
It's not great for the club, though, is it? Because they're like two of the biggest.
Well, they're leaving now. Get rid of the Deadwood.
He said they've firm the sorted it anyway. Klopp did.
Yeah, they're both gone. Wow. But they're both leaving.
Well, we're looking at the Liverpool rebuild. Liverpool rebuild for next year, which is probably not much of a rebuild if you actually look at their squad.
Why do you keep saying that? Like they've got this amazing squad. They haven't. They've got like three world class players.
Though,
you're not saying
I think they pretty have good. A pretty good squad.
No,
a lot of them.
Are you sorry? Are you looking at two?
A lot of them are international players. A lot of them play for their country.
So do all the Man United players.
Yeah, but
this squad's what shouldn't be competing for a title.
What are you on about?
Your squad is way better than Liverpool's. No.
Are you crazy?
They've got great players in it, but huge holes.
This whole like thing that Liverpool have this shit squad is just crazy.
What
pushing out?
Trent, Van Dijk, yes, Robertson, McAllister.
Robertson has been nowhere near his level this
he's still
season.
Andy Robertson. McAllister. Endo's been unreal since coming in.
Szoboszlai, Hungarian captain.
Szoboszlai's been pretty out.
Everyone agrees he's shit. Endo, Curtis Jones.
Let's compare that team to Arsenal and see how many players actually get in over yours. There's no one.
Who gets in your team other than probably
Van Dijk? Would you take anyone in your midfield, in Liverpool's midfield in your team?
Robertson. I'd take Robertson.
Robertson because you've got no left back. Would you
take McAllister in your starting 11?
Yeah.
Not would you right take Szoboszlai in your starting 11? Would you take Endo?
You'd
take
none of them. Would they start for Arsenal? No.
But you're making out as if this Liverpool team is just like crap.
Maybe you'd start Diaz, maybe. They'd probably have four players start for you.
But this whole narrative that Liverpool have a shit squad is
we're not
crazy.
Saying
it's not
that,
a shit squad. They're just
that.
Not. They shouldn't be challenging for a Premier League with this squad.
I think they are where they should be, third or fourth. I think the level of that squad is about 30. Yours is title competing.
You say?
I said I think that's fair. And then Reeve looked at me like, who?
Well, you put them sixth, didn't you? That's last season.
And then had them to win the league, which is weird.
Yeah, and then said they were going to win the
Premier League. Changing his narrative. Yeah.
Well, we all have Man United second.
So you can say he was right.
No, I didn't, Lewis.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You had Arsenal winning the league.
Yeah, it still might happen.
Yeah, hold that.
Okay, right. Very mature.
That was a nice mature argument.
Arsenal
still might win.
Let's run through the squad and see. They've got to get rid...
Keep bench sell.
Yeah, keep bench sell.
So shouldn't it be
keep or sell?
Bench. I was going to say, isn't it just keep?
Yeah, why are we benching them? Some of them already are on the bench.
Yeah. No, I guess bench is like, we'll keep them around. They can be handy.
Yeah, okay. Squad player.
So start bench sell.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
keep sell.
Alisson Ramses Becker.
Can I just say here, you have to think about if they want to rebuild the squad to the thing, you might have to sell someone to raise funds.
Thanks,
you know,
sell Salah and you're fine.
You're getting 30 mil. Start. 30 mil.
Start Alisson.
Start. Yeah,
Trent. Start. Quanta. Bench.
Start or bench, yeah.
Bench,
yeah, because of Konate, yeah. He likes
him
though, doesn't he, Klopp? He really rates him.
I think he's good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah. Van Dijk.
Start.
Start. Or potentially sell him.
Nah, you could not, try and sell and rebuild.
You're not going to get enough money for him at his age.
Might.
I don't think you. I don't think anyone's going to pay them wages.
But if you
he's one of the few who they could. Like
Van Dijk isn't the type to go to Saudi.
No,
he's going to want to play for a top club.
You might as well Thiago Silva.
You can get an
Do they have any other players in this team that would warrant that amount of price tag?
But do you not think you also need leaders in your dressing room? Like, as well?
You could sell Gakpo and try and get like a Havertz fee out of them.
Sell Gakpo.
No, but you can Why sell not? Van Dijk for a substantially more amount than you will for Gakpo.
Van Dijk's important for this transitional phase to like have like the
I
standards.
I think that's the first smart thing you said all day.
Thank you. It felt smart when I was coming out.
You need a leader in the dressing room. You need someone.
That would be disastrous if they got rid of him.
Yeah, I agree. Robertson. Start. I think he's just had a bit of a off.
No, I think they should.
I think he's still Andy.
I'm trying to think.
Sell Andy.
Don't know. Maybe not sell, but bench. I think they need a better left back.
Really?
He's not as good anymore.
Yeah, and also Tsimikas doesn't fill the boots either, does he?
Yeah, he's rubbish, man.
Bench. McAllister start.
Yeah, didn't you have him as underrated? Okay.
I like Tsimikas. Gary McAllister.
Start.
Endo.
Bench.
I think next year he's like
we can't set him.
He's a good squad player, and he has had a good season.
He's been a really good season.
Gravenberch,
sell.
Really? Yeah, it's so early.
Quite
for
young
him,
though.
I don't care. there was such big like hype about him as well. I was quite excited to see him, and I just haven't. He just doesn't move me at all.
Do you not think it's first season though?
Don't care.
Okay,
I'd bench him. Give him time more than fucking 8 months that you have. Cruel world you live in, Thomas.
Yeah, he's playing for one of the biggest clubs in the world.
If he has another bad season, his value drops loads.
Exactly, get rid.
Why would you buy someone and then just sell them a year after? That is crazy.
Or I think start next season.
Start or bench, one or the other.
Yeah.
Keep him at the club.
He could.
He's great.
He's already pushed on this season, but next season he could only get better.
But he's been good off the right, hasn't he? But I think if they're going to bring
Bowen
in.
He's displaced Mo Salah. Mm. That's how good he's been.
Bowen through the middle as well.
Mm.
Darwin Nunes. Gakpo, next up.
Sell his pony.
He is poo-poo. How much is he signing for?
Again, that's so soon.
I know, but he's just not. He's going to have to wheel and deal a bit.
Realistically, are they going to sell a player?
There's a player there, though.
Well, you can't just keep everyone, though. They need to get someone in.
Sure, man. Let's just sell everyone that's had a shit season for them, then.
Who's going to buy Gakpo?
It's not necessarily that. They just need to wheel and deal. Who would you sell?
How long's his deal?
Gakpo wasn't that much.
Going on here.
Who did they sign him from, Gakpo?
It was over in the Netherlands.
They buy him back for PSG. Like 20 mil.
No, but what I'm saying is, so would you sell anyone out of this team? Because at the moment you're just keeping everyone and they're just going to have the same squad. Like we sold Maximan when we didn't want to, but you have to raise money to...
Yeah, we haven't got
all right, I suppose if we've got to get rid of someone from the starting 11, it's probably good. Yeah, but they're starting 11 for a reason as well, though, at this point.
Oh, you could just... they're going to have to... I think they have to sell one of their more bigger players.
Would I sooner sell Nunes or Gakpo? Probably Gakpo, yeah. Okay.
Luis Diaz, start.
Yeah,
start. I like Diaz.
Joe Gomez. I think you could get money for him.
Yeah, bench.
You know, I think
he's a good player.
I think he's a good player.
He can play all across
left,
the back.
Right,
I
agree,
but you could probably get a bit of money for him.
Could play in the six as well. No way.
Keep going.
Canate, start.
Start.
Sobolotsky.
Bench. They need better than him in midfield, I think.
Really?
No, but you've seen how good he can be, though.
Yeah.
For 8 games, great.
Well, I mean, that's obviously the player that you're trying to work towards, isn't it? Sometimes people go through...
But he's showing he can't do it for the... I bench him.
Is that his first season in the Prem?
Yeah.
What? I don't care. It's Cole Palmer's first season in the Prem.
Well, it's okay for Mudryk then.
Yeah, Mudryk hasn't been good enough. I'm not saying he should start for Chelsea. Give him more time. I think Liverpool should have better players in midfield than Szoboszlai. It's McAllister's first year for Liverpool. It's a big step up from Brighton.
He's
performed.
Mate, he's done it in the
Prem.
It's
a completely different league, isn't it? I mean, like, he was Brighton's best player to now being a good player.
Okay, then who have Arsenal signed? It was Saliba's first year in the Prem last year. He was one of the best players in the league.
I think he's doing all right, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's the level we're looking at. It's not a pity party. We'll give him another year and hopefully we'll win.
Smug today, isn't he?
Get on the bench.
Darwin Nunes.
Bench.
Start.
Start him. He'll come good.
Yeah, he already is coming good.
Yeah, he's going to come good even
more.
Bro,
he can't finish his tea.
Nah, you can, man.
How long do you give
Mate,
it?
How have you put Jackson in?
It's crazy that he still racks up like goals and assists. Though.
He needs Darwin Nunes. Not to do anything.
Because you rate Nicholas Jackson, who's a worse finisher than Darwin Nunes. But Darwin Nunes, oh, he's shit.
I think Jackson's actually quite a good player outside of
Darwin Núñez. Yeah. Causes havoc up front for defenders.
He causes havoc for his own team by spooning it.
Yeah, but I really rate Darwin Núñez, man.
He's going to come good.
He's the real donkey. He's the good.
Yeah, he just needs to calm down a bit.
How much do they pay for him?
It was 90 million, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
When are we going to stop treating him like a make-a-wish kid?
Everyone likes him, man. 85 mil.
85?
Yeah. Because he was... Remember when he came, everyone was like, Haaland or Núñez.
85 million?
Haaland or Núñez.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man.
Maybe sell.
Exactly. No way. 24.
I think you still get a decent amount of money because strikers are rare.
Here's a question. Cody Gakpo and Darwin Núñez both on the table. You can sell Núñez for... say 70 at this point.
No way.
All right. 60
no one point paying 70 mil for him.
I think you'd be surprised. Arsenal bought Havertz for 60.
Yeah, true.
And then Gakpo at 30. Which one do you get rid of?
Gakpo.
For half the price.
Yeah. I think Núñez.
Núñez can offer something.
Darwin Núñez will be quality next year.
I don't know what you said that at the start of this season.
He has been all right. He has been.
He'll come good.
He is good.
Yeah, but he'll come better.
He is a nuisance. I think he's quite good off the bench.
Nuisance Núñez.
But he can't finish, man.
He's brilliant off the bench, actually.
Yeah, he does score a couple of nice goals every now and again. I like that. Salah, sell.
That's why you've created this segment, right?
Oh, that's weird. You were telling me he should be player of the year in that the other week.
But context changes, doesn't it, mate? Obviously, he doesn't want to start the club anymore.
Making up lies throughout the show. Yeah.
Oh.
God, you of the year,
absolutely
yeah?
hammered me for not putting him in my team of the year so
yeah,
far. And you were like, he's arguably player of the season.
Prior to AFCON, he wasn't.
Yeah,
he was.
First half of the season, he was the best player in the Prem.
So now you want to sell him, but you're telling me...
He was most definitely better than Kudus first half of the season.
No, because context changes, he wants to go, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Post AFCON, he's not been the same player.
It looks pretty...
He hasn't been the same since he signed his new contract, which was fucking last year. He's fucking... He's a useless twat. He's not
really. Does Salah a useless twat?
He's not really. I just do have a fucking agenda.
If you're going to make that much money off him, you might as well sell him.
Yeah.
Oh, in the eyes. Anyways, Curtis Jones, start.
It's between him or Szoboszlai, isn't it? So you start one.
Yeah, start. Jones, McAllister, and then Boyer holding mid.
Simicass. Bench.
Sell. Jesus Christ.
A good squad player.
For what though?
Left back.
Well, fucking conceding goals from the left.
He's rubbish.
He's not. He's got a great ponytail. Bajetti.
Keep.
Ooh, keep. That's
a bencher.
He's like 18.
Start, actually, maybe. Why is he not playing at the moment? Isn't he?
He's been injured, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Kelleher.
Maybe he's the.
Bench.
I keep him, though.
Maybe he's the answer to the six problem there.
Although Kelleher, you could probably get good money for.
Maybe he wants to go play first team football.
Who'd you get a better second keeper at?
Yeah, it's very good having a keeper
have
of that standard.
In the academy, or they might have. We don't know. They might have another. I don't know who their third goalie is, but I'd sell him. I reckon you could get 20 mil for Kelleher.
Adrian.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Is he back at Liverpool?
Is that West Ham?
I've got no idea. I'm not even going to pretend to know. I don't know, but I think you could get 25 mil for Kelleher. 25 mil.
He's solid.
I think teams
he's
like
at Liverpool.
Yeah, he's the 13th.
He's 37.
Yeah. I think mid-table Prem teams would be queuing up for Kelleher. He's a good goalie.
I fully agree.
Except like Palace.
Or like Brighton.
Palace won't need him. Well,
they're mid-table now.
They've got
Henderson
and Johnston, aren't they?
Okay.
And Brighton.
Maybe Newcastle.
Two England keepers, by the way.
I'd take him.
Yeah, Palace.
He's better than Palace.
Palace's keeper.
That's be silly.
Very good, actually. Henderson,
Brighton. Well, apparently, Liverpool have reached an agreement with Arne Slot.
Yeah.
Barnard Gaffer.
Yeah, he's going to slot right in.
He's a good manager, him. He's been managing great talent with Minter.
You know nothing about him.
He's just won the cup.
Which one?
What cup? The VDD.
What does that stand
VDD?
For?
I don't know what it stands for, but more than what you knew.
Virgil Dan
Dyke. I know, Feyenoord's my next team because they have Minter on loan.
Oh, name three players.
Minter.
Yeah.
Simon.
That's all that matters. He carries them.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, so name three players. You've named one player that you know.
Name three players.
I don't claim we know.
Name one player other than my player.
We don't claim.
I've just said that we know nothing about this. Therefore, I have the most knowledge.
Jimenez up front. Jimenez.
Okay, so we have the same knowledge. Where are they?
Give me.
You can't speak about it.
But I'm not claiming to. I'm not claiming to say that on anything.
I'm just claiming on this panel. I have the most Feyenoord knowledge. Is all it is.
I don't think that's true.
Name a legend of the club.
Name a legend of the club.
It's Dirk Cow.
Minter?
No.
I think his kid is there. Shaquille Van Persie.
Probably, yeah.
Is Shaquille Van Persie?
His name's Shaquille.
I'm pretty sure it is.
He's Welsh Moroccan.
Fuck. How do they avoid being Man United?
He plays for Feyenoord.
What's
Shaquille.
That to do with
Shaquille? Well, so you have a manager who's been there for years and is ingrained in the club, been successful, and then Man United since losing Ferguson have just been all over the place. And
I think Liverpool as an establishment has set up better.
I agree.
I do think there'll be a drop off. I think it's inevitable.
I think the worry is just becoming like Man United are so much money deep now and so many years down the line.
I don't think you'll see a drop off like we saw at Man United and Arsenal after the big guys left. I think Liverpool will be competing for like third, fourth still.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it'll be like six. Seven, eight.
And it depends how the. You never know.
I know, but this is. Everyone would have said that about Man United as well. And they would have said that. Like, we would have said that. Like, it would have been crazy to think that they would have dropped out.
I also have a thing that. I don't know if these Dutch league managers get respect from players. I think they kind of turn their nose up at them a bit.
Mm.
Ten Hag.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know if the players are like, I don't know, what's Van Dijk going to think? Well, I know he's Dutch, but. do you know what I mean? What's he going to think? Who's this guy? Yeah, like, what have you won?
I don't know what type of character he is, though.
Prospect managers from what particular leagues demand respect then?
But I mean,
they're up and coming.
I think you're wrong.
Players of Feyenoord are very different to players at Liverpool who've won it, been there, done it, seen it. If he comes in trying to stamp an authority or be a certain way, it could turn. I don't think Liverpool have these type of players, but like, yeah, I think you've seen at Man United is, who the fuck are you?
Man United would definitely be like that.
Yeah. I think it's different Liverpool. I think you're right. I think they have the right calibre and mentality of player at the club. And I think if it all depends on Arne Slot. Like, I don't know anything about him. Yeah. If he's just like a sound lad.
And also a lot of Liverpool dressing room are leaders.
There are a lot of Dutch players in the Liverpool dressing room as well.
Yeah, I think,
but I mean, in terms of, you know, these younger players that obviously with the United issue that have come out and, you know, opposed the manager. I don't think you get that in the Liverpool dressing room. Yeah. Like Van Dijk will draw someone into the line.
Yeah,
after
you're right.
It's reliant on Maguire to tell Garnacho not to fucking.
Yeah, I was listening to someone on, I can't remember his name, on TalkSport, and he was saying that. The reason he thinks they went for Slot over Amorim is Slot's style is more similar to Klopp's, and Amorim would have been a big overhaul of the style.
You can't read like going from and, that kind and obviously, of press style to
yeah, and then
something else.
Obviously, the type of players they've got suit that Klopp kind of style. But I'm not even going to pretend to know anything about him.
It's tough to have ingrained a philosophy over the course of like 8 years and then be like, oh, by the way, this next guy plays nothing like
Now we're going to play tiki-taka and try and knock it about and it's like, you what, mate? You fucker.
Be an interesting season next season for sure. Klopp's going to enjoy his little Mallorca holiday home, I guess.
He does look knackered, don't be Christ. Why do you keep saying Mallorca holiday? I don't get it.
Because that's what he said. He's going to Mallorca.
Did he say that?
He literally said, I'm going to go chill in Mallorca for a few years.
Mallorca? He seems like a guy go somewhere fancy. Like,
well, you got a lot of cycling in Mallorca. I reckon you
There's some really nice parts of Mallorca.
It's lovely. There? Lovely. Yeah. Really nice.
I've been there. If I've been there, then he should be going somewhere else.
Valencia, Alcudia.
Really but you've also been to London. You live in London and there's nice parts of London.
That's true.
Palmer's a bit of a
you're clever, you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should go, you should sack off Palmer and go up to Alcudia or Puerto Plenencia, rent a bike.
I don't know what's happening now.
Holiday.
This is really,
it's good football.
This is great content for the last listening.
Well, then, guys, it's now time to Torp. Damn it!
Hey, keep that in away. You can't speak. Welcome.
The lights there. It's time to talk Super 6. I got 8 points this week.
Well done, mate.
That's
very good.
What did you get?
I got 12.
Fuck.
What did you get?
Oh, you got 3-2 Arsenal.
I don't know if I forgot.
Yeah. 3-2 Arsenal.
Tell me he forgot.
And 5-1 Newcastle, Sheffield United.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Two correct score lines.
Yeah, and then City Forest, I said 3-0 instead of 2-0.
Oh, mate, it's fucking 5-1.
Yeah, I forgot.
Get in! I'm catching you, bro. How many points are you on?
What is it between you two again?
Shit.
Bearing in mind, if he comes bottom, he has to have 3 tattoos.
Yeah, 3 tattoos, mate. We're going to get him across your forehead.
Why do you forget? Why are you?
I'm just busy, man. You know.
How many points are you on?
317. How many are you on?
That's insane, dude. I'm on over 400, man.
Dude.
Well, you're getting one tattoo off me at least. There's no way you can.
No, that's we keep arguing. That's not how this happened. It was the person who's last. Otherwise, the odds were ridiculously stacked against me.
I've got 378.
Ooh, how many are you on, Tom?
303.
Shit.
Oh, it's getting crunched up!
Oh, I probably don't want a tattoo. I've never had a tattoo and I don't want one. Can we just make it like a pitch side logo?
I'm going to draw a cock on your head. I wouldn't do
like
that.
Newcastle hometown. Yeah.
Righto, boys. Team of the week time. We haven't done this in quite a while, so yep. I'm quite excited to do this.
I'm excited.
Who wants to say their team of the week first?
I think Theo should go first.
Do you want to go?
Theo?
I'll happily go first, actually, because, I've...
You've just cooked, have you?
I have cooked, actually, yeah.
New cap, is it? Carry on.
Go on.
What are you doing?
Right. In goal, I've got Raya.
No way did you just get a foot mob up there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no,
I had the thingy there.
Okay, there. Well, I'll let you off.
In goal, I've got Raya. Other than the mistake, it was quality. Right. Let me guess, you've got Jordan Pickford. Okay, cool.
No.
Right back, Ben White. Oh, yeah.
No, are you going to do the whole Arsenal team?
Centre back. I've changed position because Tom's allowed me to do it because he does it every week, even though you're not allowed. Centre backs of Senesi and Gvardiol with Utara at left back. A midfield three of Kevin De Bruyne, Wharton at Palace, and Bruno G. And a front three of Gordon, Isak, and Luis Diaz.
Do you know, I know he got man of the match yesterday. I don't think De Bruyne was that good.
No, I did. Yeah, I thought he was all right.
I
thought he was bang average De Bruyne standards, wasn't it? Really,
still but quite good standards, though.
Sure. Yeah, but like,
okay, fair enough.
Right, I've gone Muric, Ben White, Gomez, Senesi, Vardiol. I went for a midfield four because I wanted to fit two.
Yeah, I've done that as well.
I struggled with. I feel like there's loads of holding mids who were good this week.
You're just a guy.
No, I've got Madueke on the right, Bruno G, Caicedo, Gordon, then Ünal and Isak.
Ünal did play well. Very, very well. Also,
Reeve did call it.
How did they get... You know, they signed him like in February on loan. How's that allowed? Was it on the last days?
The loan window's different to the signing window, yeah.
Pickford in goal. Three centre-backs of Gvardiol, Tarkowski, Senesi. Midfield four of Bruno, Havertz, Guy and Ünal, and then a front three of Saka, Isak, Madueke.
I can't knew you'd put Saka in. You're
Havertz
right.
Plays up front.
Well, he can't play in the eight, can't he? If we're moving people around. Disgusting. You moved Gvardiol around.
You put Gvardiol centre-half.
So have you? So has he?
No, I didn't.
So has he?
I did. I don't mind doing
you're
that.
You're moaning it here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but at least it's in the defence.
Well, all right. No, I'm not moving him.
where have you got Ünal?
In midfield.
He's a striker.
He plays 10. What? No, he's not. He plays behind
Solanke.
They mix and match, don't they?
You got him left mid.
No, I know. I've got a midfield four. They just put four in midfield. It doesn't matter where they are.
It's a team.
A little bit.
No, have you not seen how Garth Crooks does it?
No, hang on a minute. He's got four centre mids.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, yeah. It's team of the week, though. It doesn't really matter,
you just
does
put
it?
The 11 in.
Hmm.
Team of the
Sorry,
week.
Sorry, you started by going, oh, well, I'm going to move these.
Yeah, Gvardiol at least can play centre back.
But he's been playing left.
Can play in the 10
if
he
Bruno G at right mid.
It's not Bruno G, it's Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes.
Isn't it a diamond?
Yeah, it would be anyway. There's a four. They're all centre mids.
What are you trying to
do? They're the 11 players that I thought deserved to be in team of the week.
Yeah, two stinkers. Mine's a good one anyway.
Shock.
Yeah, I think. I can't believe you haven't got Caicedo. I thought Caicedo was really good.
Ah, shit.
He was really good.
Well, Idris Gueye got a goal in it.
Oh, I thought they got a bit... Hang on. I can't remember Gueye's goal.
It kind of deflected back to him off Bramford and then he just smashed it top corner from like inside the box.
You didn't have Jeffrey Slupp in there?
I can't remember that.
I mean,
that goal reminded me of Haaland's goal.
It was a great goal, but he didn't even start the game, did he? Yeah. He just came on and scored.
Banged it.
Which I mean, sometimes you can include people for that, can't you? But
I'll tell you who's shit.
Chelsea.
Tony.
Yeah.
He hasn't been, since he's come back, man.
Oh, you went down now.
Man, I'm telling you. Big Brian.
Go ahead and say team then.
What? You went second.
What?
Did he?
Yeah.
What just happened? He went and then I went.
you are really weird. So you pay no attention to anything, but then just go, you've got the shittiest team.
His head was just there. Well,
I've been waiting for you to say your team.
He went, I went before second. Me. He went and then I followed him.
Who's in your team?
Oh my God. What? Bro, what?
Muric.
He's not even in the...
Oh, Muric. I do remember you saying
Muric, yeah, Ben White, Toti Gomez, Senesi, Vardiol, Madueke, Bruno G, Caicedo, Gordon, Unal, Isaac.
Well, yeah, good.
That's great. Wow, that's riveting content. We'll just repeat everything because nobody listens.
I'll tell you what, you shouldn't forget to do your Super Six. Am I right, Theo?
Well, you should.
Why don't we tell you
so
that?
What are you, what's your total are you on now? So just to remind everyone, whoever comes bottom, well, no, me, us three had a bet with Lewis that we'd all beat him and he'd beat all us. So... for everyone he doesn't beat, gets a tattoo.
We keep
and
mistaken.
Whoever comes bottom gets a tattoo.
Yeah, so you get
six. That is not the. We'll do a solid.
I'll get a P, you get an S, and you'll get a full stop. Then you're PS.
No, whoever's last gets the tattoo. There's not. Lewis gets one if he doesn't.
I thought the original agreement was. Whoever you beat.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation like 10 times a season. I keep reminding you.
Because
you're trying to ridiculously stuff.
How about we go
to the tweet where you said you get a big Steve or tattoo of my face on your back if you didn't, if I finished above you.
What do you mean the odds are ridiculously stacked?
Oh, yeah.
But at the start of the season, it was fair odds.
No,
for anyone.
I never agreed to this. We've been arguing all season.
I got hacked with that tweet.
Oh, did you? Yeah. He agreed to get a Steve-O tattoo of my face if I finish above him. So if we're going about all this, then we have to do that as well.
Yeah, I think that was a bit of a joke.
You actually agreed.
You were like,
no, I didn't. I did not agree.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Just shush for
you're lying.
You said you were like, I'll fucking beat all three of them. We went, okay, then.
Yeah, you did.
We'll all have an individual bet with you.
That's what I remember. And whoever.
I remember saying non-stop, no, those odds are ridiculously against me.
And we said,
I'm not doing it unless I come last, is what I've been saying all season. If I come last, I'll get the tattoo.
It's weird though, because us three will remember it one way and you remember it one way.
It's weird because one way is very advantageous to all you, so it makes sense for you to all remember that way.
Tom's actually losing
to you. Yeah, it does, because one way is essentially the loser gets a tattoo and Lewis gets one, no matter what.
Tom losing to you or you losing to Tom has no...
Yeah, it doesn't... I'm telling you, I'm not getting a tattoo unless I actually lose, because that's ridiculous odds. I've been saying throughout the entire season.
I would make the agreement that if I lost, I'd get a tattoo of three other people's choice. I would never make that agreement. So clearly,
I never made that agreement.
You did.
I've been disputing it all season. I did.
We're going to need some evidence here.
Yeah, let's get.
It doesn't matter what
you say.
So
anyway, what's your total you're on now?
I'm on 372.
370?
317.
Okay, so I'm only 10 behind you. Even after I was like 30 behind you.
Like 3 game weeks left, that is doable.
Crunch time now.
Crunch time.
We need to get the tattoo live on the stream somehow.
Okay. How are we going to do that?
I don't know.
I think if I lose, what am I going to get?
A PS.
Just a pitch side.
I love you.
I think a nice little pitch side.
PS, I love you.
I'd get a pitch side.
PSB.
With our heads peeking over like the badge.
No faces.
It can't be too big or because it would take ages.
It would just be PS and then underneath it says, I love you.
Yeah.
PS, I love you. Pitch side, I love you.
No.
It's like the film. PS, I love you.
And you have to get it on your lower back.
Gerald Butler?
No, not having like a Butler trance. I'd get it like on my leg.
Yeah, PS, I love you. Like in like the handwritten vibe.
Somewhere like, I don't know.
No, you want it.
How about we get up the backside?
Really close to your groin.
Up the backside, just on his lower back.
Up the backside.
I finished Baby Reindeer last night.
Okay, well, that's it.
Okay, not really.
A bit weird.
Anyway, Coach Joy is PTCS 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can win 250,000 pounds. Use the link in the description down below to sign up to Super 6 for free. Newcastle...
are back.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Newcastle are back.
Where? Wow. Where are they?
Congratulations
back
for being the worst ever defensive team in the Premier League in history.
Breaking Premier League records.
How did you get on at Palace?
By the way, that is so fucking annoying.
Like when they're all dancing
you're
to
a
that
shit team and no good away from home.
Let's talk about us breaking a Premier League record.
What is it?
Scoring the most goals against a team in home and away fixtures.
Fucking hell, congratulations.
No, lads, come on.
Oh, can we also congratulate Sheffield United for being 3 goals away from breaking another record?
They've done it.
I thought it was 100, isn't it?
No, they've got
Newcastle battered them and they broke 100, didn't it?
No, they're on 97.
No,
yeah, they were 97 prior to the game.
No. There's three goals there.
They're on 97 now.
Oh, 97 after
the game. But that goal, that was with a 42 game.
Yeah, that was
42 game season, yeah. Lewis, when you say back, do you mean going from Champions League to seventh?
I'm saying next season.
Still below
teams,
Manchester
next season,
United.
Teams like Arsenal. Teams like Arsenal.
Wait, wait. How shit are Man U and you are still below
Manchester United?
how are you doing catching Spurs like you said you'd do?
I'm telling you now, Ray, we're on for fifth.
you're gonna have to sell Bruno G in the summer. Ezak's going to Arsenal.
No, Gabby! No! The gadget clubs!
They're coming for our players!
Nah, we moved Bruno G to tears with the...
Because you don't want to play for that shit club anymore!
What's going on?
I can't handle every Newcastle anymore.
Every time he hears the walkout music, he cries knowing he's still at that shit club.
Every time he joins home, he just looks around and he goes, fucking get me out of here!
You look are crap.
Oh, we are fucking class.
Mate, you've beaten Sheffield United and you've gone, we're back.
We are back.
And conceded first.
But it's written, and we fought back from 1-0 down.
He's treating going, we're making Sheffield United look like prime Barca.
Fuck, man, you are you
won 5-1.
Oh, God, you yeah. set
War a win, mate. 5-1 is the worst team in the league. Thank
you. You are back.
What we have shown is amazing resilience. You could actually learn from us this season.
We beat Sheffield United.
At one point, you were all backing us to finish mid-table. Now we're going to finish above Man United. Yes.
Okay. Were you below them?
We'll beat them. We've got to play them. We're going to beat them so easily. They're so
technically,
it's amazing Man United have scraped their way to this point.
You said you beat Palace?
Lewis, actually, technically, you are one spot off mid-table.
And also, are you talking about...
Six. Top seven is top.
So that's not one... No, we're sixth.
Bottom, and
we are sixth.
No, you're not
seven.
Sixth.
Yeah, we are sixth.
You're seven.
Man United
oh, shit, yeah,
you're
seven.
One spot from being eighth, which is mid-table.
Eighth is
also,
mid-table.
What's this resilience you implying about against Sheffield United? You mean like to beat
no,
Sheffield
no, resilience
United?
This season.
Because we beat them 5-0
What resilience? Resilience this season.
What's your resilience?
Do you know what's really cute? You need to hold yourselves to your actual standards.
When we beat you 4-1.
No, this is the weird thing with Arsenal fans. Like, you'll hold yourself to the standard of Newcastle.
15 shots
you'll hold
to
us to the standard
United.
Of Newcastle. Your standard is Man City, and you've fallen short of that once again. So let's not get
you
excited.
You let two big chances.
Why are you bringing Arsenal up?
Because they've just brought themselves into it.
You've made us do a segment on Newcastle.
They brought themselves in.
I really don't know why, because there's better things to be talking about in the Premier League.
They
if
brought
we're going to talk about Newcastle, let's talk about
they
Newcastle.
They brought themselves into it.
Not Arsenal.
You need to listen, Tom. We spoke about Arsenal today.
Listen in your brain.
What is resilient about losing away to Palace and then beating the worst team in the league at home?
Because you yourself said Newcastle were going to finish mid-table and now we're chasing for sixth place against Man United.
You're one spot off mid-table.
So that is resilient. Resilience bouncing from mid to where you said all said we were fucked and fighting for European places.
Top seven, bottom seven, middle seven, it's the table.
That's not.
Wait, what a resilient club
that's
you lot are, man.
Works, but okay.
Bottom seven. Top six, bottom seven.
It's crazy. How at one point you're drilling us being mid-table, then we're finishing above mid-table, and then you still won't give any credit to that team.
You're meant to be a Champions League club.
We'll be fighting Champions League. We'll probably finish above you bastards next year. Realistically,
we take your best player and you're going to finish above us.
Why would he go to Arsenal? He wants to win trophies. He wants to do things.
He's definitely going to do that at Newcastle.
Isak staying, Bruno staying, Joe Linton back, Tonali back. We've got Botman to build
Tonali.
A defence round. We're going to take your
Tonali
best player,
does
Ramsdale.
Not play a minute for Newcastle United.
We'll finish above you next year.
Oh my God.
Let's make a bet.
All right, what's the bet?
Why'd you say things like
this? Let's think of a good bet.
He only owes me 50 quid from this episode.
Mate, we're spending this summer. I swear to God, we'll finish above them. I swear to God.
Okay. If Newcastle finish above Arsenal next year, I will take you to a really expensive restaurant and you can have whatever you want.
Do I have to go with you? Sounds like a forfeit.
Fuck! He's got me.
What, we're sharing food? Oh, fuck yeah.
Start taking some money.
Okay, fine. I take it back then. No, don't worry.
You got to get an Arsenal tattoo on
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not getting another tattoo.
Hang on. No. But you
get a badge.
You shouldn't.
No, there's obviously odds against
you
it.
No, but you think Newcastle are going to do it, so it'd be a win-win.
Yeah, but I'm not 100%. I'm just backing my team. Well, no, any bet you put on, you're not 100% is going to come out.
All right, how about if Newcastle finish above Arsenal, you get a Newcastle tattoo?
No, I'm not getting more tattoos. I don't even want tattoos.
I've got a
tattoo this year.
If you finish above Arsenal, Theo will give you £1,000, right? But if you don't, you get an Arsenal tattoo.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I'm not doing that. I'd never ever wager getting an Arsenal tattoo on his.
Well, you're not confident in that. Never. Clearly not confident in
that. By the way, the odds for Newcastle to do this are amazing. You need to give me better. It can't be odds that
okay,
are
look,
even.
Okay, look, how about this?
Just give you £1,000 for free?
Yeah, for an Arsenal tattoo. I wouldn't do that for £10,000.
I'll take you to a really nice meal. I'll take you to an incredible meal, but and some cash on the side. But if Arsenal finish above Newcastle, you get Eddie Howe tattooed onto you. The name.
No, stop trying to get tattoos on me. I'm not getting tattoos.
Why? Eddie Howe.
I know, I'm already probably getting one this year.
No, you've got to write Eddie Howe on you.
Well, you're 10 points clear of me on Super Six. We've got 3 games left. You should win.
I'm going to keep forgetting. I know it. Well, how about this? Someone leave in comments what you think the forfeit should be.
Yeah,
but it has to be balanced because if it's not evens. This should be Arsenal should easily do it.
You're getting £1,000 for an Arsenal
plus a giant meal.
Or a free tattoo.
Yeah.
And also, what do you mean it's not even odds? You're telling me that Newcastle are going to do it.
I place a bet on where the odds are that it's not going
to
happen, but you get better returns.
No,
that's how betting
it
works.
Happen,
that's why I believe this will happen. I believe.
Is he forgetting?
If I believe this has happened, but it's massively weighted against Newcastle doing it, but I believe it'll happen.
You put a £5 for Newcastle to finish above Arsenal.
You wouldn't get a grand.
You wouldn't come close to a grand, mate.
Yeah, but I'm not having to get a tattoo on my body for it. I'm not putting a £5 on.
Lewis, are you telling me now you're a darts influencer that a grand means nothing to you? Is that what you're saying?
It means a lot, but I'm not doing tattoo. Get somewhere better. We've already done tattoo.
Yeah, but nothing else is permanent. It's not. You don't believe it enough then, do you?
Yeah.
I think
so
it'll
you just
happen.
Say these things.
Yeah, you just say just, it because I'm you know, do you it.
You are given ridiculously
right,
unfair
odds. You have to go
odds.
To a Sunderland match in a full Newcastle kit.
No, that's actually...
Jesus,
that
right. Okay, yeah. So you're going to get beat up. cheers. Fuck me. Leave in the comments anyways and we'll see if there's
you
any good
You have to release
ones.
A sex tape.
With you.
Or skydive.
Or skydive.
We're in an Arsenal kit.
That, what are you most
No, no, I'm not doing
yes,
an Arsenal kit. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't believe you do these kit things. I'll do skydive.
Think of the content.
The whole point of a forfeit is you don't want to do it.
I don't want to. I fucking hate heights. You saw me on the rock climbing the other day. I was scared to come down.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting an Arsenal kit on that. I think that's... I couldn't wear that.
The parachute is an Arsenal flag.
Huh?
And it's got holes in it.
That would be great content as well.
We give you three parachutes and two of them work and one of them don't, and you have to pick. You have to pick as you jump out of the plane which one you
want. One that doesn't work it's got a big Arsenal badge saying surprise.
Okay, right,
what about bungee jump with an Arsenal kit?
No, bungee jump even worse than skydive.
Yeah, bungee jump then if it's worse.
That's a big stick. So how much give me £20,000?
The one parachute that doesn't work says I bottled it with a hole in.
Nice.
How about if you do it, we'll all chip in, we'll figure out a cash amount and we'll all go skydiving in a Newcastle kit.
But that's a massive stake skydiving. Like that needs that. That would
that's
need
the point of the bet.
Yeah, I know, but I need a huge return.
I'm not wagering skydiving.
One of my biggest fears for £1,000.
Nah, I don't understand how you can be this unconfident.
And we'll go skydiving in a Newcastle. Kit.
You've just said Newcastle are back. You beat Sheffield United
5-1. I'm willing to back a skydive with one of my biggest fears, and you won't back anything good in return, so it's pointless.
We've just said we will all skydive.
Yeah, we'll
I don't care about you doing it. I want a return
grand.
If
That's
I'm
a
doing
house
it.
Deposit.
If I win, I won something.
we'll buy you a house.
Now we're talking about fair odds.
Okay, what about a bungee jump?
A fucking house for a skydive.
We'll do a bungee jump instead.
No, eh? No, Jesus. Oh, man, that's so bad.
All right, anyway, we'll figure it out. Let us know in the comments what you think.
There's plenty of things we can do.
All we know is that you're not doing any forfeit because you're a pussy.
Yeah.
I've done all my forfeits. You're usually the only people who back out of forfeits, actually.
I do everything.
No, you do them. These two back out.
Out of.
You'll see on Tom's video. Oh, mate, we should get this nice kit. That looks lovely. Oh, mate, I'm not wearing that as
he
well.
He did do it, though.
I
wore a baby's bib and a cardigan.
Bib.
I backed out of it, though, by doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're shit. Yeah,
there was only me who backed out of the one.
Two.
What was two?
Two.
You washed your face at half time.
Yeah. I still did it.
Well, it's halfway.
That was because he was itching.
And then we bought you a £100 shirt and you just put it in the bin.
That's where it belonged.
Still in the hotel room.
Didn't even get refunded for it.
No, it got stole, don't you remember?
By Mbappe.
It got mugged.
I don't know where this clip has gone. We'll upload it though.
Okay. Well, because we're talking about Newcastle, we need to do our top 10 current strikers in the world, right?
We just did this last year.
Was it a year ago?
That was when he said Lacazette.
It's approaching a year, yeah.
By the way, I'm absolutely cooked.
By the way, Lacazette is the third top scorer in Ligue 1, so I hope he's in your top 10, mate. Because
I'm not giving away any of it.
Not much has changed. I nearly quit.
I missed the Lacazette. You didn't quit.
I said Lacazette.
Wait until you hear my list, man. I'm fucking cooked.
Well, you can go first. Oh, no, you went first last time. We'll let Reeve go.
Yeah, Reeve, you go first.
Reverse order, 10 to 1.
Fifth behind Thacker.
10 to 1.
10 to 1. Yeah.
Cool. I'll take them on to tenner.
10, I've got Victor Boniface. 9, I've got Lewandowski. He's not as good as he used to be.
I've chucked him out.
Really? He's not made the cut.
He is still.
He's still top.
I watched him again. Who was it? He played the other week and he was fucking.
He looked old. Past it now.
What?
Past it now.
Yeah. But Lacazette, 5th. Okay.
8. Only recently come into this position, but I think he is top 10 in the world, especially finishing. Heung-min Son.
Yeah.
As a striker?
I thought you would grill me over him being a technically...
But then you can't include Mbappe, though, can you? If that, you're going to do it like that.
I haven't included
Mbappe. I haven't included Mbappe.
I've got Son, but not Mbappe.
I've got Mbappe.
That's why Son would be in mine, but...
He's a winger,
isn't he? He's more of a winger, yeah. But
if you can...
At Real Madrid, he will be a striker.
If you don't include Son, it's fine. If you do, it's fine.
I don't think you can include Mbappe.
I've got Griezmann as well, though.
I've got Griezmann. He's played most of the season up front.
Fair enough.
7, I got Griezmann. why is that funny?
Just because you just said it and then said it.
Sorry. 6, I've got Isak.
6?
Yeah.
That is fucking shit.
Are you doing
that? Is so shit.
No, let him carry on.
Yeah. Fuck me.
5, Lautaro Martinez.
Yeah, he's fucking cooking.
4, Osimhen.
So crazy.
Interesting.
I have included Mbappe, so that means Haaland's 3rd.
Yeah,
Mbappe 2nd, and Kane is the best striker in the world, in my opinion.
Okay. If you include Mbappe, I think you have to put Mbappe first.
Really?
Yeah, if you include him in it. If you don't include him, then...
No, because as a striker, I think Kane is a better striker.
So completely.
It's like Son. I've got Son. Son's better than a lot of people ahead of him. Not as a striker.
Not as a 9, yeah.
Right, 10, I've got... I've got Thomas Asante.
Fuck that. I know you don't believe that. Top 10 worst.
No, 10, I've got Victor Gyökeres.
Oh.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. 9, I've got Watkins.
Oh, interesting.
Tom. I really didn't want to put him in.
He's got the most goal contributions in the league.
Yeah, he's
count for something.
8th, I've got Vlahovic.
Mm-hmm.
7th, Osimhen.
Osimhen.
6th, Son. 5th, Martinez. 4, Isak. 3, Griezmann. 2, Haaland. 1, Kane.
You can't
moan at that.
I'm not mourning. I didn't mourn above Isak, he's fair, mate. I didn't mourn. I think yours is fucking crazy, but like
what? He only had him 2 places lower.
Martinez and Osimhen.
Martinez has done it at the top level, mate.
I've never forgiven him for the World Cup.
I'm pretty sure he's Serie A top goal scorer as well.
Nah, he's not even in my top 10 in that World Cup.
What?
Nah, his World Cup performance stains me in the end. Nah, he's shit, man.
Striker. That's ridiculous. You don't even need to watch him often to know that.
They're like 20 points clear, Inter. They've already won the league.
Fuck them.
And they got further than you in the Champions League as well. Shit.
Oh, I didn't include Son, Mbappe or Griezmann.
That's fine.
I think you're
doing outright 9.
I've done outright 9. Okay. Yeah. So number 10, I got Ollie Watkins. Number 9, I got Lewandowski. Number 8, I got Sorloth. Number 7, I got Vlahovic. Number... What?
I just started laughing because he did. I'm not even...
this fact.
Just giggling because he's giggling.
Obviously, don't know ball. seven, I got Blachowicz. Six, I got Victor Boniface. Nice. Five, I got Osimhen. Fourth, I got Martinez. Third, I got Isak. Second, Haaland. First, Kane.
Good list, though.
Nice, man.
That was a really good list, mate.
Why are you laughing?
Talk about number nines, because I haven't included Mbappe, Griezmann.
No, it was a good list.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at him laughing.
That was just,
and I'm laughing at him laughing at him. Yeah, I don't know why.
You don't rate Saul off, do you?
No.
You're fucking crazy.
Isn't he the one who couldn't get a game at Palace?
He is that one, yeah.
He's unreal, Saul off.
Yeah, he's good, man.
And also, he's a legend of my...
Yeah, life. he's really good.
Legend of your life.
Yeah.
unfortunately, you're all very wrong.
Oh, shut up, man. You've not even included Martinez already. You can't even...
Martinez doesn't belong in there, man.
For what reason?
In the World Cup, he was shit. I'm never letting him back in. In the World Cup, he was shit for Argentina. I swear he was saboteur.
The team that fucking won?
Saboteur.
The team.
Mate, they would have fucking won it in normal time if he could finish.
Being goal scorer in Serie A and winning the league means nothing.
Balls to him.
You argue that players are World Cup merchants and it's not a great level when they do well.
So imagine doing bad in it. Makes it even worse.
So why does it matter though?
Yeah.
Of course, it still matters what I see.
So him performing in Serie A in the Champions League doesn't matter?
Yeah, fuck him.
Fair enough.
Oh, man.
Okay, 10th. We do have Lacazette, as you said, 3rd.
That's crazy. You can't bring him back. Not even as a joke.
It's not even a joke.
Do a serious list.
The third top goal scorer. Mbappe is ahead of him. Who else is ahead of him in that league?
Jonathan David. Is he in your list?
He isn't, actually. He's not as powerful.
You're not a serious human.
Stop hitting. Is in your list?
Grow up.
Who is that?
Ninth. We have
ex-commentary now.
He's at commentary last year. Now he's at Sporting. Yeah,
he's bowling.
Really? He's going to be bought.
He plays with Isak for Sweden.
Ninth. Yeah. We have Callum Wilson. I know you're going to say,
"What are we doing?
Why have we done this? How is Wilson not in that? Skip him.
Guys, moving on to a Champions League quarterfinal. Yeah, we're not doing it.
What are you talking about? Callum Wilson's in the top ten. He should be in the fucking England squad. Is Ollie Watkins in your list? Yes.
Where?
He's Tony. I was going to tell you if you didn't put me on.
Tony.
Next. He's not the ninth best striker in the world next.
Champions League. You look how embarrassed he is as well.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed. You're wrong. He is the top 10.
He's gone so red.
And we already know who your number one is as well.
Yeah, we know it's going to be boring. Go on.
Isak isn't number one.
You got Kane number one.
Yeah, of course he is.
But he's got Isak second.
Yeah. He's better than Haaland. He is better than Haaland.
With the Champions League quarterfinal.
Semi-finals.
Yeah, I was going to say semi-finals, Lewis.
Come on,
man.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, I've changed it. You need a refresh.
Champions League semi-finals this week. Obviously, we've got Bayern München versus PSG.
No, it's still quarterfinals. I've just reloaded it.
Yeah, it is quarterfinals.
It's in quarterfinals.
Do your job, mate.
It's quarterfinals.
What?
It's quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich.
Oh, change it from semis to quarterfinals.
That was good.
I thought I got it wrong.
Bayern
and
have Real Madrid. Dortmund host PSG. Yeah. Big games in the Champions League.
We're doing Bayern Madrid tomorrow, aren't we? Yeah. Or tonight, as you hear
it. Tune in, you fuckers.
Oh, we're not doing Dortmund PSG?
No. Well, we could do one of each. I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Currently it's in for...
We're not doing both of one game, surely. We want to mix it up.
We can switch if we want, yeah.
I mean, we could just watch both at the same time.
We'll see how the second ties are lining up.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hoping Mbappe plays and scores and brings something out.
Speaking of, we're about to do our combined 11.
I watched PSG versus Le Havre.
Oh, you said that yesterday?
Yeah. It was actually a sick game.
Well, they've won the league, haven't they now?
Yes, they have, yeah. Even though they drew, they then won it for other results.
Other results, weren't it? Yeah. You go first this time.
Okay, max 3 from a team. In goal, I have...
Tom to go first.
Yeah, you go first.
So I'll go then, but...
And it does say max 4.
Max 3.
What the hell?
Max... Oh, you said 4?
It was max 3.
So now he's changed it.
No, it was always 3.
It's in the chat.
I put it in the chat. This has changed.
Oh, but I'm Rob Burgundy. I'm reading the script to do exactly. So it's max 3.
Do you want to go first then?
Let me just double check. I've got
I've got.
No, he says on the chat, it says max three. It says
no, but
top
on
four.
There.
He goes by the prep.
Always
going
negative,
right? Right, well, I'll go first then.
No, hang
on. One. I've only got a change.
In goal, I've got Donnarumma. Right back.
He's actually, Donnarumma's actually been quite poor recently. You know?
No, but is the,
he's
the
been
best
a bit
of,
shaky.
It's either
he's
him or
shit.
It's either him or Coble.
I actually think he's the worst option of the four. So you've had a stink.
Okay,
it's well either, done.
Okay. Right back, Hakimi. Two centre backs of Schlotterbeck and Rudiger. And then a guy who's very much in form at the moment, Mattsson at left back.
Yeah, I nearly went with him.
Midfield three picks itself, in my opinion. Kimmich, Bellingham and Musiala.
Interesting.
And then a front three.
Oh, interesting.
Front three of Vinny Jr., Kane and Mbappe.
I don't think you can't say it picks yourself because of how you've got a different.
Yeah, that's so where you playing Bellingham in the eight?
And I think Kimmich is better at right back myself, but
not this again.
By the way, have we all accepted that Vinny Jr. is playing right wing?
Yeah, either
or
Mbappe
or Mbappe.
Vinny Jr.
Yeah. I don't care. Yeah.
I think they're good enough to
I
be
think
able
you've
to,
had
that's actually a really good team, by the way.
Yeah, whatever you say, mate, playing Bellingham out of position.
Yeah, well,
sorry, you can't do this.
I have.
You can't turn on yourself.
I have turned on myself actually.
No, after all
because,
this
I tell
time,
you why, I tell you why, because there's
Bellingham
other options.
Good
I think
the
there's
eight.
Other options that can make this team better.
Get him on the pitch, man. Have him on the
in
pitch.
Goal is Manuel Neuer.
Nah, we're just glossing over the fact that you're contradicting everything you stand for.
Yeah, because there's other players you could fill in better than Musiala. In goal is Manuel Neuer. Right back, Hakimi. Centre backs with Marquinhos and Schlotterbeck. With Mattsson at left back. Kimmich, Valverde, Bellingham, Vinny Jr., Kane and Mbappe. That's the best team.
I've actually got the exact same team.
Yeah, because we fucking know ball. Am I right, Thomas?
Yeah. Only because I've had to change it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the exact same team.
Fortunately for you.
You said Kimmich, Valverde, Jude. Yeah, same.
Yeah. That is the best team, Reeve. Sadly,
yeah, I've got. Should we
move on then?
No, I don't do mine.
All right. Okay, we'll do yours then.
No, go on.
No, we'll do yours.
No, because I've accidentally. No.
Come on.
No, because I've accidentally.
No, just do your team.
No.
Just do your team.
I've accidentally done a quarterfinal one with teams who have already knocked out.
Oh, mate, why would you even create the segment if it's for teams that aren't in the competition?
I don't even know how I did it.
I know what you've done here. I know what you've done here as well. You've probably purposely put no Arsenal players in, I'm guessing.
No, user in it. Well, that's the problem because
you
can't be in it.
Say your team.
Why did you do a final team? You create this entire prep doc and you've decided...
I'm ill, man. I'm not thinking straight.
You're mentally ill, that's
for sure. Why you said Lacazette and Wilson as well?
No, that's true.
No, Lewis, tell us your team quickly. We'll go through it quickly.
And also say 6 to 5 of your top 10 strikers.
Ramsdale and goal. Kimmich right back.
What?
He don't mean that.
Out of a quarter, all
out
teams
all
in a quarter
finals,
you've gone for the second goalie at Arsenal.
I love Ramsdale. Kimmich, Gabriel, Saliba, Alphonso Davies, Rice, Rodri, Bellingham, Foden, Haaland, Sané.
Where's Vinicius Jr.?
Fuck him.
And you chose Mbappe.
I have an agenda against Mbappe. He's
what
not going in.
I
have an agenda.
Why would you choose Ramsdale over like Ederson, Lunin, or
what?
You
used all the City players in here. Rodri, Foden, Haaland.
Go on,
Ter Stegen.
Yeah, fair.
No Mbappe or Vinicius Jr.
So you've managed to do a quarter final,
and it's
team,
worse
and
than our semi final.
We've got less to pick from.
No, it's good.
You're mental.
Anyway,
you've had a bad day today, you.
Oh. He really has.
I still don't get this whole hatred towards Mbappe thing. He's such a.
I'm allowed to not like a player, yeah, like just because you like
just
him.
Because you don't like a player doesn't mean.
Why can't I like not?
Touchy, are we?
No, but just because. Yeah,
why can't I not
is,
like
just
him?
Just because you don't like a player doesn't mean.
They?
Yeah, but
is
you,
your friend?
You obviously know that in a combined 11, he should be in there. He's the best player in the fucking world.
No, because I don't like him.
That's not who you like 11, that doesn't really, it's my team.
If I'm playing this team, I'm like not Mbappe.
Yeah,
I don't like your opinion.
The whole point in these teams is you want to make the best team.
It's my team, and I don't like him.
It doesn't say topic for a team I would love to manage.
Would you put Lloris in a team of yours?
No, he's not in the team.
If
Hugo Lloris was the best footballer in the world,
top 10 French goalkeepers of all time, is he going in your list?
Yeah, he'd have to.
Would you deduct him because you didn't like him?
No. You probably just put Brighton fairly.
I just go, I don't like him.
I don't like him. He's not going
in. Did he see the Mbappe assist last week, by the way? Did you see
that? Yeah, that's cold. It's so when he
nutmegged. Oh my God. And the composure to pick out a player.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we get it. You film with him.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You have filmed it.
Yeah, you have filmed.
Oh, last 2 years ago, yeah.
Tunisia?
2 years ago.
Yeah, you filmed with him, right?
You filmed with him?
Yes.
Have you been weird?
No more recently than that.
No,
two
not
years
recently.
Ago.
Yeah.
No, definitely not recently. Weirdo.
That would be weird.
Anyway.
Anyways. All right. Lewis, that was probably the worst episode for you.
That was actually fine.
I'm curious. I don't even...
No, we're not letting
him. No, okay, right, fine. I want to hear his other strikers, man.
He doesn't deserve to finish like this.
Okay, fair enough, right.
I do want to hear
if you guys want to hear Lewis's strikers, we're going to do some behind the paywall content.
Go on.
No, <I'm> just...
Go on.
No, you don't get him now.
Oh, get on backside. Go on. Then. We'll get it on backside.
No, because that's non-football. Everyone's going to want to hear it now. Do it.
But they're watching it in a different video.
Do it.
No. You forbidded me. The Oracle forbid me. You can't then snap your fingers.
Thanks
right,
for
guys,
tuning
if
in,
you,
guys.
Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really does help us out. Make
Callum
sure you
check Wilson,
out, check out Backside. We'll leave that link in the description down below. Still top 5 podcast in the UK, Backside.
Come on.
Yeah, thanks for support, everyone.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week and on the live stream
tonight.
Yes. Guten bye, everyone.
Guten bye.